Israel has begun releasing 500 Palestinian prisoners as part of a goodwill gesture aimed at getting Middle East peace efforts back on track. The first group began boarding buses in the pre-dawn darkness Monday at Israel's Etzion prison, headed for destinations in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. All those Israel decided to free were required to sign statements pledging not to be involved in terrorism. The Israeli government agreed to the release of the prisoners earlier this month as part of a series of goodwill gestures toward new Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. An additional 400 prisoners are to be freed in the coming weeks. The list is to be drawn up by a joint Israeli-Palestinian committee. Another group of 39 Palestinians who had been deported to the Gaza Strip and to Europe have been granted permission to return to the West Bank. The prisoner release comes a day after the government gave final approval to a plan to dismantle all Jewish settlements in Gaza. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says the decision to pursue the disengagement was difficult.
In all my years of service, I have made hundreds, if not thousands, of decisions, many in regard to life and death. But the decision about the disengagement plan is the most difficult of all.
The Prime Minister says he's convinced the decision that was taken was the right one in ensuring the future of Israel as a Jewish democratic state. Following the vote, the Prime Minister immediately signed evacuation orders for all Jewish settlements in Gaza and four small ones in the northern part of the West Bank. The orders give settlers 5 months to move and also authorize stiff penalties for any who refuse to leave by the July 20th deadline. Palestinian President Abbas said following the vote that the Palestinian Authority would ensure that the withdrawal take place without any violence from the Palestinians. He said Palestinians would throw flowers on the departing Israelis, not stones. The cabinet also approved a revised route for the separation barrier being built in the West Bank that is said to be less inclusive of land claimed by the Palestinians than a previous route. The new route incorporates 6% of West Bank land compared to the 15% that would have been claimed under the original plan. Even so, Palestinians were angered by the move, which they say has usurped Palestinian land and bypassed any negotiations over borders. Larry James, VOA News, Jerusalem.